Brother Darren's Montgomery for us.
1 Corinthians chapter 10. Moreover, brethren, I would not that ye should be ignorant how that all our fathers were under the cloud, and all passed through the sea, and were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and all did all eat the same spiritual meat, and did all drink the same spiritual drink. For they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. But with many of them God was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. Now these things were our examples, to the intent we should not lust after evil things, as they also lusted. Neither be ye idlers, as were some of them, as it was written, the people sat down to eat and drink, and rose up to play. Neither let us commit fornication, as some of them committed, and fell in one day 23,000. Neither let us tempt Christ, as some of them also tempted, and were destroyed of serpents. Neither murmur ye, as some of them also murmured, and were destroyed of the destroyer. Now all these things happened unto them for examples, and they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come. Wherefore let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with that the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. Wherefore, my dearly beloved, flee from idolatry. I speak as to wise men, judge ye what I say. The cup of blessings which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? And the bread which we break, is it not the communion of the body of Christ? For we being many are one bread and one body. For we are all partakers of that one bread. Behold, Israel after the flesh, are not they which eat of the sacrifice partakers of the altar? What say I then, that the idol of anything, or that we is offenders in this offered in sacrifice to idols, is anything? But I say that the things which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to devils and not to God. And I would not that ye should have fellowship with devils. Ye cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of the devils. Ye cannot partake in the Lord's table and the table of devils. Do we provoke the Lord to jealousy? Are we stronger than he? All things are lawful for me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but all things edify not. Let no man seek his own, but every man another's wealth. Whosoever is sold in the shambles, that eat, ask not no question for conscience sake. For the earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof. If any of them that believe not bids you to a feast, and ye be disposed to go, whatsoever is set before you, eat, asking no questions for conscience sake. But if any man say unto you, this is offered in sacrifice unto idols, eat not, for his sake that shew it, and for conscience sake. For the earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof. Conscience, I say, not thine own, but of the other. For why is my liberty judged for another man's conscience? For if I by grace be a partaker, why am I evil spoken of for that for which I give thanks? Whether therefore ye eat or drink, or whatsoever ye do, do it all for the glory of God. Give none offense neither to the Jews, nor to the Gentiles, nor to the church of God. Even as I please all men in all things, not seeking my own profit, but the profit of many, that they may be saved. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the crumbs that we get from your table. We ask that you will be with Ken as he presents the Lord's table, and you open our hearts and our minds and our eyes to see your Son in his full glory. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
I had us read here in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, not necessarily a passage that we customarily read when we come to the Lord's table, but you can see after having read it, it is full of the Lord's table and the symbolism that it represents, going all the way back to the Old Testament, where Paul clearly says there in verse 3, they did all eat the same spiritual meat, and they did all drink the same spiritual drink. What was their meat? That word is their food. And it was the manna. And what was their spiritual drink? But that water that God gave to them to cause them to survive in the wilderness. And we know that the water represents Christ, represents his shed blood. That's what blood is made up of. It's water. And he very clearly says that they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. So when we come to partaking here of the Lord's table, it's a symbolism. We're to beware of idolatry. That's what the next part says there in verse 7. Neither be ye idolaters as were some of them. There are many today that say that they're celebrating what they call communion, or the Eucharist is what they might call it, other names, and yet they make an idol out of the elements. They believe somehow that this unleavened bread actually becomes the body of Christ. So when it's prayed over, then when you put that in your mouth, you're actually eating Christ. And some make the cup, the wine, so idolatrous that they won't even give it to the people. They drink it themselves. Others have argued, well, it's not actually the bread that becomes the body, nor the blood that becomes, or the wine becoming Christ's blood, but he hovers over it. And even that explanation is in somehow trying to make an attempt to idolize these things. And I believe that that's why Paul warns that we're not to follow after the customs of men, what he talks about them eating those sacrifices offered to idols. That's why we can't partake with such that have that view of the Lord's table. But put very simply, this is what I wanted us to see here in this portion in 1 Corinthians 10. the cup of blessing which we bless. That's what this cup represents. It's a cup of blessing. In other words, God's blessing upon those for whom he shed this blood, Christ shed this blood. And we bless it in the way that we just heard the prayer, Lord, that you would bless our time about this table. It's the Lord's table. This cup is not becoming anything different than what it represents. It's the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's what Paul says there in verse 16. Is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? By our partaking of this cup, we declare our communion with Christ, and that shed blood upon the cross, whereby he reconciled us unto him. That's what this represents. Just drinking this is not going to change anything in us or make us in any way holy. No, the holiness is in Christ and the blood shed that he accomplished. So that's one element. And then it says there, the bread which we break. This bread was taken from another whole piece and broken to represent the body of the Lord Jesus Christ, which was broken. In other words, he suffered on our behalf. There was no bone broken in Christ's body, but it represents how unleavened bread is made. The wheat is taken and run through the mill and crushed, and then put in the oven and baked. All of that represents how Christ has been made to his people the bread of life. And he says there, again in verse 16, the bread which we break, is it not the communion of the body of Christ? Those are the two elements that the Lord has left us. Nothing more. We don't have pictures of Jesus painted that artists have done. You know, there were artists back in Christ's day. They could have designed pictures. But it's all the fascination today of people. They want to get back to the true Jesus. And you'll see every once in a while they'll come out with different designs of what he must have looked like. Well, you can take all those and burn them. Because had Christ intended for us to have those pictures, he would have given them to us, passed them down. But he's given us his word. And as we gather around the Lord's table, he's given us these two elements right here, pictures. Even little kids can understand that. The unleavened bread represents his sinlessness in that body in which he came to this earth. But without the shedding of blood, there's no forgiveness of sin. You can see how the two go together. It's the communion of the blood of Christ, and it's the communion with the body of Christ. And then verse 17, for we being many are one bread. So even as this was taken from one bread and broken, it represents the many for whom Christ died. And yet we're not different bodies when it comes to who we are in Christ. He says, we being many are one bread and what? One body. For we are all partakers of that one bread. I like that symbolism. We could just as easily take a loaf of unleavened bread and break it and pass it around. Some do that. They try to get back as close as they can. But even in that, you can make an idol out of the process. Some say, well, we ought to have one cup. Okay, well, we pass that cup around. I bet everybody would be on the front row. They want to be the first to drink out of it because they want to be the last one back there drinking after everybody else drunk out of it. Although if it were wine, it wouldn't really, you know, you could survive it. But that's not, again, you can make an idol out of the process. All of this was taken from one source and poured into these individual cups that we take and we drink. But it represents one blood, just as the bread represents one body. So as we partake, that's who we remember. We remember Christ. We remember his coming in the flesh. We remember him shedding his blood unto death. And that God might be just and justified. Gracious Father, as we partake now, I thank you that this cup that you've given us, cup of blessing, oh, how blessed we are, every spiritual blessing in Christ Jesus through his shed blood, and the bread that we bless, is it not the communion of Christ and his blood and his body? And I thank you for each one that you have drawn to him for whom he died, that we can enjoy that fellowship together. So we glorify your name and praise you as we partake. Truly desire that Christ receive all the glory. And it's in his precious name I ask. Amen.